Does righteousness make you uncomfortable? Let's journey together and spend a moment with Father. I'm Linda Goldfarb, and I want to encourage and inspire your walk with the Lord. For more encouragement, please visit lindagoldfarb.com. I'm so glad you're here. For many years, the term righteous made me uncomfortable. I'm just staying real here. I felt unworthy, unclean, like I needed a shower before even talking about righteousness. So I ignored righteousness. I didn't study about being righteous. I simply allowed the word righteous to exist, yet remain aloof in my day-to-day life. I know now that the devil was at work. Pride was his disguise. Pride? For me, yes. Choosing not to seek wise counsel or dig into a deeper understanding of righteousness was an issue of pride. I would say to myself, I should already know what righteousness means. I'm a Christian, and I've heard the word, but I always get confused about its real meaning. The enemy wanted me to remain in the dark. He wants us to be confused. You see, I thought being righteous was something I attained, something I should learn about in order to be righteous in my own ability. Yet, Yahweh. We read in Philippians 1, verses 9 through 11, that being filled with righteousness is not up to me or you. We read, "And it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent, and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God." Well, no wonder I felt uncomfortable. I was striving to accomplish something I already had. When I accepted Jesus as my Savior, righteousness was bestowed on me. Righteousness is being in right standing with God. Righteousness is not deserved. Righteousness is not earned. Righteousness is possible only through the sacrifice and resurrection of Christ. To walk in our righteousness, we trust the word of Yahweh. We believe in and have faith in all he says as truth. Through Christ's righteousness, you and I will experience eternity with him. How amazing is that, right? Until then, we walk in confidence in who Jesus is. We trust our future plans to the one who has counted every hair on our heads. We step out boldly in our spiritual calling. We trust if God says it, that settles it. So, how are you experiencing the righteousness of Jesus today? Let's journey together. Heavenly Father, I am so thankful that my righteousness is not based on my abilities. Help me to grow in my knowledge of you and to discern your will for my life. Reveal the ploys of the enemy so I will not be caught in his snares of lies and destruction. Praise you, Lord. You alone are mighty. You alone are the Most High. To you alone I give my devotion, all honor and praise. Hallelujah. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. James 1:22. May Yahweh bless you, keep you, and guide you in all you do. Until next time, this is Linda Goldfarb, and I'm so glad we're on this journey together with Father.